We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Aha! The moment has arrived, the beginning of the end, that is to say, the entree to the fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mack Show, the one we call the bonus hour, but it's remarkably similar to the previous three in one respect. Let's do that. Grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307, and my email address remains bob@1063word.com. So the media, in their honest, ethical, journalistic style that we've come to expect, today, running stories all over the place about how President Trump is responsible for the death of an Arizona man who ingested a fish tank cleaner with a chemical similar to a form of chloroquine. Before, of course, it was revealed that what the guy had taken was something entirely different than what has been discussed in the ongoing coronavirus hearings with the experts, Fauci and Dr. Bricks and all the rest. By the way, moronic Joe Scarborough, idiot that he is, got nailed on Twitter. He put out a tweet, was it yesterday or maybe it was Friday, where he said, what's the president doing with these coronavirus? He said nothing but a PR gimmick. He didn't even have any doctors up there with him. While Fauci and Dr. Bricks are standing right there beside him. You know, wouldn't you think if you were going to be critical of a president you hate, you at least would bother to watch the hearing that you're being critical of? But apparently Joe Scarborough had more important things to do. He had to get out his tweets. In on the text line, Bobby, that dude in Arizona should win a Darwin Award. If you haven't heard this story, Reuters reporting, an Arizona man has died and his wife is in critical condition after they ingested chloroquine phosphate, an aquarium cleaning product similar to drugs that have been named by President Trump as possible potential treatments for coronavirus infection. The couple in their 60s experienced immediate distress after swallowing the drug, I guess, an additive used at aquariums to clean fish tanks, according to Banner Health Hospital in Phoenix. Chloroquine phosphate shares the same active ingredient as malaria drugs that President Trump has mentioned as possibly effective against the Wuhan flu, the potentially life-threatening disease caused by the coronavirus. Many media outlets, however, reported that the man died after taking chloroquine. Axios, for example, had to delete a tweet and issue a correction after reporting initially man dies after self-medicating with chloroquine. Axios then tweeted, we have deleted this tweet and corrected our story because it did not reflect the full nature of the self-medication done with an additive commonly used to clean fish tanks. You know, if the media did this every time they spin something or lie about something, they do nothing but issue retractions all day long. The website added an editor's note to the story. This story's been updated to reflect the fact that the form of chloroquine the couple ingested was used in aquariums and was not a medication. President Trump has spoken specifically about the medically supervised use of chloroquine, specifically a drug called hydroxychloroquine, often used in combination with another drug, which has shown anecdotal efficacy in treating coronavirus victims, though it has not yet been proven to do so in clinical trials. After Trump supporters noticed the errors in reporting about the man's death, the phrase fish tank cleaner began trending nationwide on Twitter late last night. Something else just occurred to me in relation to this story. Didn't the media blame Obama for kids doing the Tide Pods challenge? They did, didn't they? They didn't? Oh. Holy cow. So what exactly are we talking about here? Well, Fox News did a piece on this today, especially in relation to what happened out there with the Arizona couple. Given the uncertainty around COVID-19, we understand that people are trying to find new ways to prevent or treat this virus, but self-medicating is not the way to do so, said Dr. Daniel Brooks at the Banner Poison and Death Information Banner Hospital Poison and Drug Information Center. He's their med director. The last thing that we want right now is to inundate our emergency rooms with patients who believe they found a vague and risky solution that could potentially jeopardize their health. Here's a hint. Don't take something they used to clean the pools at aquariums with. Ay, ay, ay. But, you know, in on the text line, Bobby Mack, do you remember Bobby Dean on the scene back in the late 70s and early 80s? Was that you reporting all the accidents in our area? No, nah, it was a different Bobby. I do still remember the female traffic reporter who was talking about a wreck on the interstate and said that the traffic was all backed up because there were redneckers all over them. Instead of rubberneckers. Bobby, why should any COVID-19 stimulus package go to any country except this country? Bobby Mack, John Solomon reported earlier today that Pelosi caved and will hold a vote on the Senate-backed bill. Bobby, you and the Bobettes are a hoot. Keep up the funnies. Your Marine veteran listener, Semper Fi, gung ho. Bobby, we need an R-rated show that takes the place of wacky George Norrie. Can I be a talk show host for Word Late Night, R-rated? Unfortunately, the FCC has something to say about that, and what they say is no. Bob, another seamless show today, Bob. Seamless. Must be a reference to...
Is that seamless or senseless?
I'm guessing that's a reference to today's somewhat abortive ATF. Bobby, what are your thoughts on the government giving us our tax money back at $1,000 a month until we're out of this mess? Yeah, I think you have cracked the equation there. Bobby, would you call me a liar if I told you I just pulled into my neighborhood and in the past 2 hours, someone has put up an open house sign, March 27th and March 28th. I don't know, but I'm going to go out on a limb here and bet not much of a turnout. Yeah. Bobby, we dog lovers would be cool with a Miss Megan cam on the web. Even a sleeping dog is relaxing to watch. You bet. Miss Megan certainly is. And trust me, that girl knows how to relax, okay? I personally don't think our governor or president is taking this virus seriously enough. Okay. Another texter with the same suggestion. Bobby, you need to have Megan Cam. Bobby Mack banning groups of three or more. What a joke. Mom, dad, and their child on the street must be dispersed. Okay, move along. Break it up. I can't wait to see the police body cam on the national news from Alan R. in Spartanburg. Yes, sir. Nothing to see here. Move along. You all break it up there. Am I caught? No, I'm not caught up with the text line, but I am to where I left off last time, which is at least a step in the right direction. Got to take a quick break here, and we'll see if we can make amends for today's ATF with today's edition of Boneheads on the News. When I come right back, live from stately McLean Manor.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Got your attention, didn't you? Yeah. Little brief attention getting delay in the bumper music. 621, Bobby Mack Show. We're in the bonus hour. And let's go to the phones. Howard is next up. Hi, Howard. How is your Tuesday evening?
Doing pretty good. We got a little drizzle and stuff coming down today, but I guess that's all right.
Yeah, and just what we needed is a little more rain, right?
Take out, it does take out a little more pollen out of the air, so we'll be breathing easy, for a while.
Wash that yellow and green stuff out.
I think the heaviest of it is yet to come, but I don't know how much you guys have talked on the Dr. Fauci thing today, so I may be repeating a couple of things, I don't know, but...
I just got through in the last hour talking about Fauci's reaction during the swine flu virus and the marked difference then from 09 to 20.
Right. Well, I guess my observation has been, and I think it has increased as time has gone on. I think it was there from the beginning, but it seems to be increasing. But he obviously is... I don't know if I've ever seen a more condescending, sort of presence on the stage there with Trump. He obviously, you can almost read the words. If there were little bubbles like cartoons above his head where you could read his mind,
right?
It would be something like, boy, is Trump stupid. Boy, mm-hmm. is he an idiot. Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of expression that seems to be on his face all the time. And, this guy, I'm sure he's a brilliant guy. He's probably a great physician and a medical mind and a researcher and all that. But, that's his whole focus. And what does this guy care, though, about economic stuff? I can't envision a situation that would where he would care about that, because this guy's been in government for what, almost 50 years or 50 years plus.
He came in during the Reagan administration, which gives you some idea.
Yeah, I on another show too, he was talking about I think he goes back in some capacity I don't know if he was working sort of part-time for CDC or something, but or the National Institute of Health, whatever that deal is. But I think he goes back to like 68, maybe at least in a part-time capacity. But, you know, whether the economy crashes or not, this guy's going to have a job. So
sure.
he could really care less about that part of it.
And sadly, I sense the same thing you do, Howard, and I am totally unsurprised by it, because all of these people are in the same category of smartest person in the room. They all sincerely believe in their heart of hearts that they are the most brilliant individual there, and nobody can touch their mammoth brain power. And you see this replicated over and over again among the elitist class, dare I say, populated heavily by the deep state in Washington. The attitude is everywhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, with Fauci, you know, now it's kind of like Trump will say, you know, he'll get a question and he'll say, well, I think Dr. Fauci might be able to address this better. And Fauci will kind of hesitate for a minute. He almost rolls his eyes as he saunters up to the microphone.
Right.
But there's a delay. It's not like he's jumping when Trump calls and says, well, would you like to take this one? You're probably more capable of answering this. And Fauci will kind of, he takes about 2 seconds. He'll unfold his arms, and that's another sign of disgust.
Right.
That
has the body language.
Yeah, body language. He's always got his arms folded. He's usually kind of looking down. Trump will say something like, would you like to answer this? He'll take about a second and a half. He'll kind of inch toward the stage and go, well, let's see. How do I address this? You know, and it's just obviously so arrogant and condescending. It's just,
and for comparison's sake, look at the way that Vice President Pence always defers to his boss, and by the way, Dr. Fauci's boss as well, President Trump, who has done, in my estimation, yeoman-like work in essentially tearing down an antiquated, obsolete system they had on the fly, by the way, and replacing it with something to be able to deal with the current situation. And it's just frustrating to see these guys. Yeah, thank you, Howard. I appreciate the call, and I share your impression of Fauci as well. But, you know, it is what it is. 626 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Before we get to the bottom of the hour, we have time to quickly work in today's edition of Boneheads in the News. Well, we see all kinds of ridiculous examples of people doing stupid stuff, spreading misinformation, I guess because they think it's amusing, it's a way to entertain themselves. Maybe the most extreme example, this guy's old enough to know better, but he's an idiot. 29-year-old guy in London got on a WhatsApp group chat last week and announced that the UK was using Wembley Stadium as a makeshift oven to cook a giant lasagna that would feed the whole country. Obviously, most people realized that can't be right, but it ended up going viral, so much so that soccer officials had to comment and clarify it's not true. Yeah, okay. Are you just a bloody idiot? But, you know, people find different ways to entertain themselves. Meantime, back in the classrooms, well, nobody's home because we now are doing everything video generated. There was a teacher doing a video chat with his students, and he decided to stand on his chair in an effort to be funny. He's in front of a giant poster or print of the New York City skyline, and then he leans back pretending to fall off the Empire State Building, but it it went awry, as they say. Yeah. He took it one bridge too far, and trying to be ultimately realistic, actually fell off the chair. Good work. Meantime, guy in Florida pawned his Chevy Silverado in January, but then he stole it back Saturday morning. When a cop stopped him, he said he stole it because he was, quote, freaked out over the corona. Not sure if he was referencing beer or the virus. Arrested, felony, grand theft auto. That'd be a good title for a video game. And how about this, finally? Somebody stole an ambulance parked in front of a hospital in Philadelphia on Sunday and went joyriding. Unfortunately, they didn't realize an EMT was still in the back. He jumped out, called 911. Cops found the ambulance abandoned at a shopping mall. So far, they haven't made any arrests. Oh, and if this sounds familiar, yeah, somebody stole an ambulance in Philadelphia last month. Maybe they just had a desperate need for a cheesesteak. Who knows? 6:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show, and that is today's edition of Boneheads in the News. And time for me to step aside. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center, and I'll be right back here on Tuesday, and we go to the phones again. Coming up. Welcome back. Great to have you along. We're in the closing half of the bonus hour here on Tuesday in the Bobby Mac Show, self-isolated at Stately McLean Manor. As we go back to the phones, let's bring in Toby. He is in Clinton. Hi, Toby, and welcome to the program.
It's good to have the Big Mac on the attack today.
Thank you, sir.
Will, one little comment I'd like to make is that I'm glad that Trump was on Fox News today letting everybody know that he's not the one holding up the, you know, the little, the relief bill that they're trying to come up with. It's the Democrats padding the bill and making it out. It's like, oh, it ain't our fault this is happening.
Yeah, and he should ask the networks for 1 hour of television time, and do an address to the nation, and specifically say, look, you're wondering why nothing is happening, and show pictures of Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of them, and list all of the pork that they're trying to attach to this stimulus bill that has nothing to do with the disease itself.
Took the words right out of my mouth. And one little quick footnote that I'd like to ask. Do you ever think that you could get your baby doll Brenda to be your co-host one day since you're requested at the house?
You know, some people have inquired about that, and I believe baby doll Brenda's response, because somebody said, you know, yesterday she said hello. Today they wanted her to come in and tell a joke. And I believe her attitude is when the intercom suits sign her up and begin cutting paychecks to her, then she will be happy to become a part of the program.
In other words, no pay, no talk.
Something like that, yeah. Something remarkably similar to that.
I don't blame her. I wouldn't give my talent away for free.
Yeah, and there has been much ado about Stately McLean Manor in the last day or two yesterday that has required her attention. So, and will be tomorrow as well. There's a bunch going on here.
Well, with a big estate like yours, it takes a lot of people to run it.
Yes, it certainly does. It's mammoth. Thanks, Toby. I appreciate the call. Good to hear from you.
All right, bye-bye.
I hope you have a good evening, sir. Now, this business with this chloroquine, there is this story that it was circulating today about this couple in Arizona that took something they thought had been referenced as a possible way to stave off the Wuhan virus, and they actually used something that's used to clean aquariums with instead. chloroquine, or chloroquine, whichever, also known as chloroquine phosphate, is a drug normally used to prevent or treat malaria caused by mosquito bites in countries where the disease is most common. In fact, those in the audience who are Vietnam vets were inoculated for malaria before going to Southeast Asia. Usually comes as a tablet that you can take by mouth, also described as the saltwater aquarium wonder drug, and is the drug of choice for many public aquariums, including the one in Atlanta, the Georgia Aquarium. Now, as for the coronavirus, chloroquine and a similar drug, hydroxychloroquine, have shown encouraging signs in small early tests against the virus, but, and this is a big but, they have yet to be studied during a controlled clinical trial. Both are oral prescription drugs that have been used for treatment of malaria and certain inflammatory conditions all the way back to the 1940s. Chloroquine has been used for malaria treatment and chemoprophylaxis. Getting into the $10 words here. Hydroxychloroquine is used for the treatment of rheumatoid arthritis, systemic lupus, and some other disease I can't pronounce by the CDC.
Hey, Bob.
Doctors in South Korea, China, and France have reported the treatments to have positive results when administered to Wuhan virus patients. This according to the New York Times, and we know we can trust them. Christian Estrosi, who is the mayor of the French city of Nice, said on television yesterday he was on his sixth day of treatment with hydroxychloroquine and has the sense that I've been cured. Although I would hasten to point out there's a big difference between actually being cured and having the sense that you've been cured. A Florida man, with coronavirus had also previously claimed that hydroxychloroquine saved his life, according to a story in the New York Post. But scientists are warning, especially after this couple in Arizona took the wrong one, that beliefs on a possible cure have not come from large, carefully controlled studies that would provide the global medical community with actual proof that they work. Many doctors also don't want to raise false hopes and back a drug that could still pose health risks to the worldwide community. Quote, there are no currently available data from randomized clinical trials to inform clinical guidance on the use, dosing, or duration of hydroxychloroquine for the treatment of SARS-CoV-2 infection. Although optimal dosing and duration for treatment of COVID-19 are unknown, some U.S. clinicians have reported anecdotal evidence with different hydroxychloroquine dosing. So, like most everything associated with this from the medical perspective, there are more unanswered questions than there are answers at this point. Meantime, of course, the media today rushing to blame President Trump for the deaths of the Arizona man and the critical condition that his wife was left. Apparently, she was able, after they ingested this stuff, she was able to throw up much of it and get it out of her system, as you would with any kind of chemical that acted as a poison on the body. Meantime, today, the director of the U.S. National Economic Council, Larry Kudlow, spoke at Tuesday's White House Coronavirus Task Force, and he talked about some interesting numbers today that we had not heard before. He said the new coronavirus stimulus bill working its way through the Democrat-driven congressional gridlock would total, get this, $6 trillion, $4 trillion in liquidity from the Federal Reserve, $2 trillion in new money. Typical annual appropriations from Congress in a given fiscal year are around $1.2 to $4 trillion, and total expenditures roughly $4.3 trillion. Also at the briefing, VP Mike Pence and Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, remarked that anyone who has left New York City in recent days may have been exposed to the coronavirus and should self-quarantine for 14 days, regardless of where they work now. Miss Moneypenny sends me a note as well and says, for someone that works in a pharmacy, with Trump mentioning those two drugs, it's already caused a shortage. We are being able to get them for people that are already prescribed them. Also, Z-Packs are getting fewer and fewer to find since that was mentioned as well. Yeah, the ubiquitous Z-Pack.
Actually, it's harder. It's harder for us to get those medications for the people that are already prescribed them.
Yeah, probably for the very reason we talked about, supply chain and all the rest, and the reason why toilet paper vanished off shelves. 6:46 now, 14 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. I saw this piece on Breitbart the other day, and I haven't had an opportunity to share it yet, talking about some of the people that we rarely think about who are helping us get through everything that we're dealing with right now. Share that with you next here in the closing minutes of the Bobby Mac Show on Tuesday. Welcome back. 6:51 now here on the Bobby Mac Show. A lot of lessons to be learned from the current environment we find ourselves in. And the president referenced one of those today during the daily briefing from the White House when he said we should never be reliant on a foreign country for the means of our own survival, adding that the Wuhan flu has shown how critical it is to have strong borders and a robust manufacturing sector. President went on to tout the impact of the getting past stimulus package, saying the Dow surged over 2,100 points. That's the all-time record in the history of the exchange. So at least that is bouncing back. Now, I mentioned before I went to the break this piece that I saw the other day at Breitbart, written by Joel Pollack. Groceries began reappearing on American store shelves this week. Oh, and by the way, Moneypenny just passed along to me. Our friends at Ingles have now added a senior hour for shopping Tuesdays and Wednesday mornings between 7 and 8. Okay? Tuesday and Wednesday mornings between 7 and 8. Groceries began reappearing on American store shelves this week thanks to the strength of a supply chain that includes farmers, distributors, wholesalers, and retailers, all of whom are literally risking their lives to stay on duty. A crucial part of that supply chain is the American trucker, who makes sure that goods are delivered in a timely fashion. That's always the case, but it's especially true in the sudden global emergency we face today. U.S. Census Bureau reported last year that 3.5 million Americans are employed as truck drivers. Many work long hours, and a disproportionate number of them are military veterans. And now they're on the front lines once again. The American Trucking Association noted on Sunday, major national crises tend to expose underlying truths about society that otherwise would go unnoticed during life's regular routines. They reveal the individuals among us who are truly essential to upholding the high standard of living we've collectively come to expect. They remind us of America's unsung heroes. The unfolding pandemic is no different. The spread of coronavirus in the U.S. will test government institutions, challenge private industry, and place inordinate demands on our most critical workforce. It will marshal the full strength of our nation and elevate its essential core. And just as they do, when a hurricane strikes or a blizzard hits, America's professional truck drivers will be on the front lines delivering critical supplies and aid to fellow citizens. Over the past week, Americans have rushed to stock up on goods as they prepare to hunker down. We've watched schools, businesses, major sports, and other cultural pillars come to a complete stop as personal health and well-being take top priority. But one thing that hasn't stopped is trucking. For the past few years, it's become fashionable to talk about the advent of self-driving trucks. But in 2018, Uber abandoned its self-driving truck project. Trucking by human beings, men and women, who have to go beyond social distancing to keep the supply lines running, remain the nation's indispensable defense against the pandemic. Too true. Thank you, all of those who keep the goods coming to us. Going to wrap things up for today, and as we're doing while we're in this situation, we close every show as we do the Friday show with the great Satchmo. See you tomorrow. God bless.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.